You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, what's that noise? Is that the sound of someone suffering from revenge? Oh, but not just any old revenge. That's the sound of a man suffering from some well-executed passive-aggressive revenge. I'm talking posting fish through your ex's letterbox every single day level revenge. Or collecting dog poop for weeks and throwing it over your annoying neighbor's yard level revenge. Jeez. So yeah, strap in, because we're about to check out even more awesomely passive-aggressive ways people got revenge.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Back in the hazy days of February 2011, college student and entrepreneur Mark Bao realized his expensive MacBook Air had been stolen from his dorm's communal area. With no culprits, he resigned himself to buying a new one. However, being a bit of a tech whiz, Mark had installed a program on his old computer that automatically uploaded all its files to the cloud. So, a few weeks later, when he logged onto this program with his new laptop, he discovered that whoever had stolen his old MacBook was using it, and all their files had been backed up for Mark to see. He found the thief's name on one of them and immediately reported him to the police. But then something else caught Mark's eye. Tucked away in the media folder was a video of what appeared to be someone dancing. Mark clicked on it and was astonished. It was the thief. Oh boy, those are some moves for sure. Seeing a golden opportunity, Mark downloaded the video, logged onto YouTube, and uploaded it with the title, "Don't Steal Computers Belonging to People Who Know How to Use Computers." Reddit quickly picked up the video and within hours it had thousands of views. Shortly afterwards, the thief handed the stolen laptop into campus police and messaged Mark, apologizing and begging him to take the video down. Well, Mark wasn't very sympathetic, and you can still view all 1 minute and 32 seconds of it on YouTube today, which has been viewed more than 2.5 million times. Some real smooth moves there. I'm not a judgmental guy. I once met someone who loved peanut butter and sardine sandwiches, and we're still friends. But that's because he doesn't force his culinary monstrosities onto me. Unfortunately, Reddit user IntrepidAd once had a very different experience. He lived in an apartment block, and his downstairs neighbors would hang around on their balcony and smoke all night. Which would have been fine if the smoke didn't drift up into Intrepid's ventilation system and stink out his entire apartment. At first, Intrepid politely asked them to use the building's designated smoking area instead. But after weeks of them ignoring him, he decided to take matters into his own hands by purchasing a giant water gun. That night, Intrepid waited in his apartment until it was dark. Sure enough, the familiar rancid smell of smoke came drifting in. But this time, Intrepid was prepared. He quietly tiptoed out onto his own balcony, aimed the water gun down at the smokers below, and unleashed ice-cold liquid vengeance all over them. Immediately, the group started screaming, dropping their cigarettes in panic. Intrepid darted back into his apartment, stifling his laughter. The next day, he saw them stood outside the building and cheerfully said hi. Lo and behold, none of them echoed his cheeriness. In fact, they started accusing him. But Intrepid just denied the accusations, asked if they were sure it wasn't raining, and went on his way. Ha! No matter what shape or size you are, everybody should be treated equally. That being said, it doesn't always happen. Reddit user WinMilto is a man with dwarfism, a genetic condition resulting in short stature. So when he's out in public, he'll sometimes draw attention, mostly from inquisitive children. Usually their parents will awkwardly drag them away and reprimand them, which WinMilto understands, even if it saddens him a little bit. But one day, as he was walking down the sidewalk, he passed a mom and her young child. The kid was throwing a tantrum over something, so far so normal. However, WinMilto suddenly realized she'd started pointing at him. Unbelievably, she was telling her child that he was one of Santa's elves and that he was watching them. If they didn't behave, he'd tell Santa on them and they wouldn't get any gifts for Christmas. Well, one thing was true, WinMilto was watching, and he wasn't happy. One of Santa's elves? Suppressing the anger, he was about to move on when he noticed the kid's name on a key ring on their backpack and a devious plan sprang to mind. He walked over to the crying kid, smiled, and said, "It's okay, Hunter. You're already on the nice list. Santa's getting you an iPad for Christmas." Just like that, Hunter's tantrum ended. His mom, on the other hand, looked like she was about to throw one. From school through to working a 9-to-5, the people we have to spend every weekday with are often the same ones we'd avoid if we saw them in the street. Reddit user OKPresent6508 knows this all too well. He's a construction worker, and on his lunch break, he sits with his coworkers outside in the foreman's hut. He always used to use the same bucket for his seat. Only one day, one of his coworkers decided it'd be really funny to kick the bucket as hard as they could just before he sat down. It flew across the room, and our guy had to traipse over and pick it back up, much to the hilarity of everybody else. The first couple of times it happened, okay, everybody found it funny. But after the seventh time, he'd had enough. So while he was on his own, OK took his usual bucket, cut out the bottom, and placed it back on the floor. Then he filled it to the brim with nuts and bolts, put the lid back on, and went back to work. Later that day, everybody went to lunch as usual, and as usual, annoying bucket kicker went to do what he does best. Except this time, his foot collided with the bucket, and a loud crunch made him leap back, startled. Annoyed that he'd failed at kicking it across the room, Bucket Kicker picked it up to launch it with his arms, but as soon as he did, all the nuts and bolts came pouring out all over the floor. It was an absolute mess. OK smirked, pulled out a camping chair he'd brought in, and said, "Gonna tidy that up." This time, everybody was laughing, apart from annoying Bucket Kicker. The Bible teaches us to love thy neighbor. But what if thy neighbor lets his dog run all over your lawn and do great big number twos on it? Because that's exactly the situation Redditor Love to Read 5000's grandpa found himself in some time ago. Old Gramps had caught the dog in the act multiple times, and every time he'd gone outside and yelled at the owner to control it. Yet it happened again and again and again. Till one day, Grandpa stopped going outside and yelling. Instead, he started going out after the dog had left and picking up the brown butt nuggets himself. You might think he'd given up then, but oh no, he'd far from given up. After about a month, his granddaughter was nearby when she noticed her grandpa carrying a 5-gallon paint bucket across the street towards his neighbor, who was just taking his dog outside. When Grams got there, he stopped on his neighbor's yard, stared him dead in the eyes, and tipped out the contents of the bucket. His neighbor gasped and recoiled in horror. It was poop! But not just any old poop, the same poop the neighbor's dog had been leaving in his yard for the last month. And you can bet it stank. Funnily enough, his granddaughter never saw any poop on her grandpa's lawn again after that. Pokemon. It's a card game, a TV show, a video game, pretty much an empire at this point. Why? Because it has a legion of fans so loyal, they'll do anything to keep on catching them all. And I do mean anything. One kid found this out the hard way back in 2017. His two older brothers were sat in the living room laying their collection of cards out on the floor and comparing them. However, the younger sibling was more interested in grabbing the cards and throwing them around the room than the game itself. Now, what did I tell you about Pokemon fans? Yeah, they're ruthless. And understandably, these ones didn't take kindly to having their fun ruined. So their response was to, they duct taped their brother to a chair. Well, I don't reckon he messed with his sibling's cards ever again after that. When you're a kid, there's nothing more fun than going over to your friend's house for a playdate. Unless, of course, they have parents from hell. This was exactly the situation single mom Ciso realized her daughter was in back in 2022. Ciso had never liked either of her daughter's friends' parents. The dad, Mike, seemed sleazy, and the mom, Sharon, was judgmental, arrogant, and rude. But her daughter got on well with theirs, so she let her go round for playdates. That is until one day her daughter came home from her latest playdate crying. She was a picky eater, and apparently Sharon had told her off for bringing her own food that day. Not only that, but she'd also been aggressively trying to get Ciso's daughter to attend Sunday school with her, despite neither Ciso nor her daughter being religious. Well, Ciso didn't take kindly to this. She called Sharon, and after a heated debate, the two parents agreed to only hold playdates at Ciso's house from now on. You think that'd be it, right? Oh boy. The next weekend came and Sharon arrived at the door with her daughter, but as soon as Ciso opened the door, the other mother came storming in and launched into an angry tirade. Apparently, because Ciso was a single mom, she obviously couldn't make good decisions and was a bad influence on both their daughters, something she said clearly in front of everybody. Then she grabbed her daughter and left, slamming the door behind her. Well, Ciso took that as a declaration of war. That night, she made a fake Facebook account posing as an attractive young woman and started messaging Sharon's husband, Mike. Turns out he was just as sleazy as she'd thought. Mike immediately responded, flirting at first, but quickly implying he wanted, more than just a chat. Bingo! Ciso screenshotted the whole conversation and sent it over to Sharon. Sharon didn't reply, but the next morning, Ciso saw Mike storming out of the house with a suitcase and recklessly driving off. He came back a couple of days later, so Ciso hadn't destroyed their marriage, but she'd certainly put a dent in it. Phooey, there's a double moral to this one. Don't be a judgmental douchebag, and don't be a sleazebag. Capiche? Going through a breakup sucks, but it's even worse when you're the one that's getting broken up with. After being on the wrong end of a particularly bad breakup, British TikToker Katie Beresford decided that rather than just move on, she needed to take revenge. How, you ask? She posted a raw fish through her ex's door, and not just once, every single day, for who knows how long. Now, we don't know exactly what her ex did, but the sheer level of commitment here does seem a little fishy, doesn't it? Well, I did a little more digging, and it turns out that's because it is. Katie didn't actually post a fish every day, she just said that for the TikTok clout. She did post it the once, though. I guess after that, she realized there's plenty more fish in the sea.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down, and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
There's a very wise, very old saying. How does it go again? Oh yeah, farts are funny, no matter what age you are. But they can also be the most horrific things a human can ever experience, something Redditor user Gonzo is Sexy knows all too well. Gonzo used to work in an office where she got along with almost everyone, apart from one coworker called Jasmine. Jasmine would go out of her way to tell Gonzo how much she didn't like her. Apparently, she was too chubby, too quiet, too everything. So one day, in an attempt to make amends, Gonzo brought her a four-leaf clover. Admittedly, this seems a little odd, but she meant it as a nice gesture. Jasmine's response? She had a huge hissy fit in the middle of the office and screamed that she's afraid of plants. Okay. Well, that did it for Gonzo. It just so happens she has a sensitive stomach and certain foods make her bowels, less than savory. So when she got home, she ate a load of those exact foods. The next day, she walked past Jasmine's seat and let out the deadliest, stinkiest fart you could imagine. And she kept doing it every time she got up. Not just for the day, for the whole week. Over and over again, she'd walk past, and over again, she'd launch her dastardly bowel bombs, and it was an utter apocalypse. Amazingly, Jasmine never once reacted to the onslaught, but Gonzo knew she must have smelt them. It was impossible not to. Put it this way, by the end of that week, Jasmine certainly didn't smell like flowers. Nobody likes a thief, but if you've ever shared a college dorm, you'll know they're a food thief's favorite hunting ground. But back in 2016, one British student we'll call Sarah had a particularly bad roomie. They wouldn't just steal her food, they'd take a bite or two before putting her food back in the fridge. The final straw came when Sarah found a single, huge bite taken out of her brand new block of cheese. That was it. Seething, our wrong dormie hatched a devious plan to get her revenge. Step 1, buy a takeout pizza. Step 2, carefully slice off the toppings of a few pizza slices. Now, step 3 is where it gets interesting and incredibly gross. It just so happens that earlier in the day, Sarah had spotted a couple of dead lizards on the side of the road near where she lived. So she went back, picked them up, and, well, I bet you can guess where she put them. Right inside the pizza. Blech. Heat those bad boys up in the microwave, and boom! The cheese sealed in our little friends, and it was impossible to tell anything was amiss. All that was left to do was put the slices in the fridge and wait. The next morning, Sarah eagerly crept down into the kitchen, and sure enough, there was the pizza box lying open on the counter. One slice had been completely consumed, and the second slice was half eaten with a gruesome bit of lizard hanging from one side of it. Yeah. Sarah then posted a note on the fridge with pictures of the entire process, revealing to the food thief they'd eaten a dead lizard. Man, I don't even know what to say about this one. I guess revenge is a dish best served. Scaly? If you've ever been on a busy train, you'll know the importance of securing a seat early on. Nobody wants to be stood up for a long trip. Reddit user Magnus40 knew this all too well, so he booked a seat for his 4-hour journey from Edinburgh to London well in advance. When he boarded his train, however, he realized somebody was sat in his seat. And not just any seat, a window seat with a table. Prime real estate in terms of trains. He asked the man to move, but he rudely refused. So Magnus got the attention of the ticket collector. The ticket collector asked the man this time, but again he refused. So what now? Asked Magnus. The ticket collector shrugged and said, "You'll have to find another seat. I can't move him, and the police won't turn up just to move someone out of a seat." This really annoyed Magnus. The regular train cars were so full there weren't any other seats to take. "Fine," he said, "I'm going to sit in first class." He grabbed his things and made to leave when the ticket collector shouted, "You can't do that! You don't have a booking for first class!" Well, Magnus knew exactly what to say to that. You could call the police, but apparently they won't turn up just to move someone out of a seat. And with that, he walked off into the first class carriage, took a seat, and had one of the best train journeys of his life. Now that's some first class revenge. Whether you're working in an office or studying at school, the day-to-day grind can be dull. So what better way to spruce things up than with a funny, harmless prank? But sometimes people take it too far. And when they do, they might get something a whole lot worse back in revenge. Apparently, according to an old forum post from 2007, a colleague at a call center stole another worker's precious Twinkie from his lunchbox. How did the wronged party respond? Well, they went to great lengths to ensure it never happened again. How? By buying a butt ton of Twinkies and filling the offender's entire cubicle with them. Of course! Damn, it's a work of art. In all honesty though, this entire story is probably fake. Real or not though, I definitely wouldn't want to be the victim of this next act of revenge. Back in 2006, Reddit user Steve Heaves was a student in a shared accommodation block which loved to play pranks on the resident advisor. One day, they taped a mattress to his door thinking they'd really outdone themselves. But the advisor came down later and completely dismissed their prank, calling it lame and saying he'd seen way worse during his time there. Steve and his pals decided this disrespect of their prank would not stand, and so responded with some seriously grotesque retaliation. all of them proceeded to shave down there, gathered the trimmings, and then stuck the hair on the advisor's doorknob. When the advisor eventually returned, he grabbed the doorknob without looking, and most of them came off in his hand. Blech. I hope that advisor wasn't squeamish, because there's not enough therapy in the world that would help me get over touching that furry horror show. Nothing annoys me more than people who are rude to customer service staff, and Reddit user A Bear Sniffed My Head obviously feels the same way. When he saw a couple of middle-aged women mistreating a young Walmart store assistant, he went to a whole new level to teach them a lesson. The two women were blocking the store assistant's way with their grocery-laden shopping carts and wouldn't move after being politely asked to do so. Instead, they sneered down at the young assistant and told her to find another way. Well, Bear wasn't going to stand for that. He casually walked over, grabbed one of the snooty women's carts, and started running off with it at full pelt. It took a moment for the woman to react, but then they bolted straight after him. A wild race ensued, with Bear dashing down the aisles and swerving with other shoppers in a bid to escape the enraged women. And he did. Just as he got to the opposite end of the store, he let go, turned on his heel, and ran back to his own cart. But he didn't stop there, oh no. It just so happened that the other woman's cart was near his. She'd left it abandoned in her efforts to give chase. Jackpot! Bear grabbed both her cart and his own and went off to the camping section, where she'd never think to look. Then he took some of her groceries, put them in his own cart, and left hers there. He never saw either woman again or the worker he'd avenged. Until about a year later, that is. Bear was sat in a restaurant with his family when he recognized one of the waitresses serving him. It was the worker from Walmart. She recognized him too and excitedly told him what had happened after he'd left that fateful day. Apparently, the two rude women had complained to the manager and demanded that Bear be arrested. However, the worker told her manager what really happened. Safe to say, no police were called. The two women stormed off and the whole story became Walmart legend. So there you have it. Respect customer service staff or you'll have your cart stolen by a wild grocery-pinching vigilante named Bear. Probably. Maybe. They say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And after hearing the absolutely insane story I'm about to tell you, I think you'll agree. Back in 2015, Laura Arnold from Birmingham, UK, became suspicious when her husband Craig told her he was going away on a two-week business trip to New York. The trip itself wasn't out of the ordinary, but when he told her, he seemed nervous, as if he was hiding something. So she took a look at his phone and found out he'd been chatting to a woman over there who was intending to give him a warm welcome. Well, Laura wasn't gonna let that slide. However, rather than confront her husband, she acted like everything was fine and wished him a good trip as he left. As soon as they parted ways, though, the smile left her face and she jumped into action. Now, because her parents had helped them with the deposit and mortgage for their house and nothing had come from Craig, she didn't need Craig's permission to list it for sale. You can probably see where this is going. Within the day, Laura had listed their house on a website specializing in selling homes fast. And they pulled through. Unbelievably, the whole process was over within 2 weeks. Sarah sold the place to be used as a student house, took her things, and left, though she made sure to leave all of her husband's possessions in there, included as fixtures and fittings. When Craig returned from his business trip, he got the shock of a lifetime. His key didn't fit in the lock, and after ringing the doorbell, he was greeted by a group of fresh-faced students. No amount of confused arguing could achieve anything. Papers were signed and the legalities were all sorted. What happened next has been kept quiet, though I imagine there was an incredibly heated phone call between the unhappily married couple. As for Sarah's final words on the matter, simply, things aren't great between us at the moment. Haha, yeah, I bet. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you wanna be amazed.